This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
The Ribbono Shel Olam bombarded the Mitzrim with Makkah after Makkah after Makkah. And the response of Paroi and his cohorts was stubbornness. They refused to believe that this was the hand of Hashem. Paroi said, "Mi Hashem asher eshma b'koylai? Who is this God?" This all changed by Makkah's Barad. By the seventh Makkah, Paroi has a change of heart. And the Pasuk says, Parak Tes Pasuk Chav Zayin, Vayoymer Alehem, Paroi says to them, Chotosi Hapam, now I've sinned. Hashem HaTzadik, the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Almighty is righteous. Va'ani ve'ami harasha'im, and I and my nation, we are wicked. What changed? Why did the first six Makos not have any impact on Paroi? And now the seventh Makah, Barad, comes, and all of a sudden Paroi has this moment of acknowledgement of the righteousness of God and his wrongdoing. Why did Barad change Paro's perspective? Says the Riva, one of the Bali HaToisis, that the reason why Paro had a change of heart is because before Barad, Hashem warned Paroi that if you want to protect your cattle, bring them inside, and then your animals will be protected. The Pasuk says, Shalach ha'ez es miknecha. Go, bring in your cattle. Says Paroi, now that Hashem was gomal olai chesed, now that Hashem has bestowed kindness upon me, lahazireni al shali, to warn me how to protect myself, so now I recognize Hashem is righteous, va'ani va'ami harasha'im. Our great, revered Rosh Hashiva, Rav Henoch Leibowitz, Zechutzak Levracha, pointed out from this riva, we see a great lesson in human dynamic and the proper way to influence someone. Paroi experienced blow after blow, makkah after makkah. His water turned into blood. He couldn't drink, he couldn't bathe. There were frogs everywhere. Makkah after makkah. Relentless. And yet that did not have an impact on Paroi. Because man is not deeply affected by punishment. Human nature is such that even when experienced very severe punishment, man retains his stubbornness. But when a person experiences personal kindness, when a person experiences chesed, that causes a change in attitude. And you could break down and you could penetrate even the mind and the heart of a pharaoh. And when Paro saw not the punishment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the kindness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that made Paroi finally have a moment of recognition. And this is a lesson when we're dealing with anyone in our lives, that punishment is never as effective as genuine kindness. Genuine kindness penetrates the heart, penetrates the neshama, and allows us to impact another person in our life. Wishing everyone a wonderful week.
Just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.